And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the boy, Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul, KOL365.
Young Dizzy Paul.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, revealing addition, and rappers are coming up, get them put on. We need the platform to fight amazing. This is the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, grab your shadow to try. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows, plenty of content and unities. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
We got the boys, we brought our bitch, we represent. All them chillers on the mic and we should love to all your fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate, do your thing, you keep the focus. Bringing nothing but the rhythm, to come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's curious of life. Dolphins, hip-hop, A.D. Represent for them legends, rapping mumble rappers. So we sitting on the hips. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's the Murder Master Music Show. Free the homie gangs, bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my chop.
Man, you booked another dope show, man. Tell everybody who we got tonight, brother.
Man, we got a legend, man. This dude came up, man, I think he got his start like early 2000s, like 2002, 2003, like doing guest appearances and all that. But I think he came in the game a couple years later, and this dude just, I mean, I don't even know if he knows how many projects he got out there, man. This dude work harder than anybody. And, man, he's legendary status, man, for real. Jay Stalin from the Bay, man.
My dark passenger right here in the Murder Master Music Show, man. Let's bring Jay Stalin on right now without further ado, man. Here is, you know what I'm saying, the old town himself. What's up, Jay Stalin?
What's up with it, bro? What's good?
Yo, Jay, thanks a lot for calling in, man. It's an honor to have you on, man. For real.
Real talk.
Yeah, man, it's long overdue, man. Long overdue. We needed you in these archives, man. So you're one of the busiest dudes in hip-hop, man. What you got going on right now, man?
Oh, I just revised my clothing line. Like, not revived it. Not revised it, but, you know, I tried to let my uncle run the clothing line, and he just didn't run it right. So I just took it back over, and we finna relaunch next week. So that's what I've been focused on. I just did a whole new winter line of brand new hoodies and T-shirts and hats and jackets. So I'm about to launch that right now, but I'm finna go on tour for my new album, Gas Nation 2. The number one single was called In My Feelings. So we finna do the In My Feelings tour starting December 1st in Woodbridge, California, man. And I'm just blessed to be still able to you know, do what I love after 15 years. Because I was on Richie Rich album in 2003.
That's
and
where I was
and
going,
this
going to
be 2018.
Yeah, we just had DJ Darryl on the show a couple weeks ago. And
you said
that's how you got hooked up with Richie Rich, right?
You say y'all had DJ Devro on there?
DJ Daryl.
Oh, Daryl. Oh.
Yeah, dude, the produce like Hit 'Em Up or Keep Your Head Up by Tupac.
Oh, DJ Daryl. Hey, you know what? DJ, hey, that's the first producer that introduced me to music. Like,
yeah.
shout out to DJ Daryl. I got a lot of love for DJ Daryl. Richie Rich discovered me at DJ Daryl house.
I called on Richie Rich's album.
He produced all the songs I was on Richie Rich album, because those was already hooks that I did over Daryl Beats, and we let Rich use them for his album.
Wow, man. So that was back in 2002, man, and here we are in 2017, about to be 2018, and I'll tell you that as soon as I put the promo ad up for this episode, man, every single comment was like, man, Jay Stylin's a legend. So what was that moment in your career where you felt like you made it? What was that one moment when you're like, damn, I arrived, I'm here now?
When I seen Every Day My Birthday on TV, on MTV, back then it was MTV Jam. So when I saw my Every Day My Birthday video on MTV, I'm like, damn, I really did it. Like, I did it. Like, because, you know, like, when you come from somewhere where you're watching videos all the time, you're watching TV all the time, and you seeing all your favorite artists on the TV, 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, Tupac, everybody. So then you see yourself on the same channel. It gives you a sense of hope that you can do what they do, because as of right now, you're on the same platform that they had.
Mhm. Yeah, definitely, man. You're without a doubt amongst all the legends, man. And coming from Oakland and coming from the Bay Area, it's kind of weird, like, a lot of y'all are fucking legends, man. There's so many legends, but at the same time, I kind of feel like y'all are slept on, man. So how do you explain that? Do you feel the same way, that you guys have such a rich history, but you're still kind of slept on at the same time?
It used to bother me, but what I've noticed from traveling the world and going different places and meeting different artists, the Bay Area artists, we're much more successful than other artists that you meet, and you might see them on TV or hear them on the radio or whatever. They might be like huge in a city, and like when you meet them in person, you just like, I just know that in the Bay Area, like me, 50 Rich, E-40, Too Short, we're much more successful financially wise than some of your biggest artists that you have from New York, from LA, like from wherever. Like, I done met huge artists from LA, from New York. And they come to my house like, damn, bro, all these cars yours? Like, yeah, like, I just seen you in your video in the Lamborghini. Like, it's not yours? Like, no. But, like, yeah, like, that's what I've learned from being in the industry. Like, things not always what you think it is. And 90% of the vision that they're trying to give you, it's an illusion. Like,
yeah.
People will make you think what they want you to think. You feel me?
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Like,
man.
I've had artists at my house that's been on the radio every day. And they like, damn, bro, I can't wait till I get me a house. And I'm like, you don't got no house? How you don't have a house, bro? You on TV and on radio every day.
Wow. That's crazy, man. And that's that independent hustle you got, man. Like, how many projects do you even have out there, man? Have you lost count at this point? Because you're one of the hardest working dudes I know, man.
I have 8 real studio albums and 30 mixtapes. So, like, damn near 40 projects.
Wow, man. Now, coming from a legendary area like Oakland, was there a certain artist that influenced your work ethic? Was there someone's career that you got your work ethic from?
I got my work ethic from just doing what you love. I do music. Like, it's not work. If you're doing something you love to do, it's never work. It's not a job. If you're getting paid to do something you would do for free.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you, man, is I know you had a close relationship with these two guys, man. Can you reflect on Mac Dre and the Jacka for us real quick, man? Can you give us just an idea of what those guys meant to your area and the impact that they had?
Yeah, like, Mac Dre was a legend. Like, I didn't know Mac Dre that well. Like, I knew him. Like, Mac Dre wanted to sign me to Thiz before he died. That's how I ended up being on Thiz after Mac Dre died. Because Mac Dre wanted to sign me before he died. Like, I had just met Mac Dre before he died. And I'm not going to sit here and lie and say we had a real, real close relationship, because we didn't, because we had just met. But what I will say is he loves me as a person and an artist, and he wanted to sign me to Thiz before he died.
Wow.
But, like, I was signed to Richie Rich. I was signed to Richie Rich. Like, Richie Rich used to talk about how Mac Dre used to be like, come on, Rich, let me get the little nigga. Like, let me get the youngster, bro.
Wow. That's crazy. Now, what can you remember about when Mac Dre passed away, man? What reaction was in the city, man? Like, how hard was it on the city?
What I remember is it was a lot of rumors that Mac Dre had died before, like 3-4 times. So nobody believed it when it happened, because they were saying Mac Dre died once a month. Like, they were saying, like they prophesied his death, because they were saying Mac Dre died all the time.
Wow.
So nobody believed it. Nobody believed it when he was dead, because last month they just were saying Mac Dre was dead, and it wasn't true.
Wow. I took out a serious piece after that.
I'll take it down after that. Fucker.
Wow.
I need to take a cop.
Hello? Yeah, you there, bro?
Yeah, I'm still here, bro.
Okay, I just want to make sure you can hear me. Now, one of my favorite joints from you, man, was Jacka's Prayer, man. What was that like doing that tribute, man? And what was your relationship like with the Jacka? Because personally, I think the Jacka should have been a star, man. Like, I think that dude was super underrated, and I think that dude should have been one of the number one rappers in the world, man. I think that dude was supremely talented, man. So what was it like, what was your relationship like with the Jacka, and what was that song, how emotional was it to make that song for him?
That was big brother, man. Jacka was like my big brother. Jacka was like the most influential person in my career. Like, Richie Rich was real influential in my career, but I did all them songs on Richie Rich album. They was cool songs or whatever. They was good. I wrote all the hooks on every song I was on So Rich album, but I didn't start making money off rap until I got heard on the Chaka album. That's when I started making money off rap. That's when I started making December 1st. Hello?
Yeah, we're here, bro.
Yeah, but like, that was when everybody heard me on the Never Blink, that was when I actually started making money off music. So the Jacka changed my life. He really made music. He's the first person that made the rap industry financial for me.
So what can you tell us about the track you made for him, man? Like, what was it like making that tribute for him, and how much did that mean for you that you had to do that song? Jacka's Prayer, my bad.
It was two reasons why I did that song. I did that song for Jacka, but the meaning of the song was like, because I feel that Jacka died under fuck nigga circumstances. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, my whole thing with that song was like, fuck the fuck nigga circumstances. You feel me? Like, you listen to the hook, like, it just, like, I believe in a higher power, and like, everything that happened around Jacka was just suspect. It wasn't just godly. You feel me?
Yeah.
And even the way people treated it afterwards, it just wasn't godly. So I felt like I needed to have a prayer. Like, that song is a prayer to me. You feel me? Like, that song is like, just, that's why it's called the Jacka's Prayer. It's like, it's really a prayer. Like, I vow, like, I put my hand over my heart, like, I shall not pay attention to fuss niggas. You feel me? Because if Jacka wasn't hanging around no fuck niggas, he wouldn't be dead.
Wow. Wow, man. Rest in peace to the Jacka, man.
Yeah, rest in peace.
I think it's important that everybody, you know, keeps the Jacka alive, man. And that song you made for him, man, that was such a dope track. And that right there, man, will keep the Jacka alive for years and years and years, man. So props to you for doing that, man, because the Jacka is one of the best artists ever, man. That dude was super talented, man. You know what I mean? So salute to you for making that joint, man, because the Jacka was one of my favorite artists for sure, man.
I saw love. That was my brother, man.
Yeah, man. And just a quick question, man. Just because I haven't heard much about it since it happened, we all know what happened to Keek the Sneak, man. Have you heard anything about his recovery by any chance? Like, how's he doing right now, man?
Keek doing good. He out the hospital. He doing good. He moving around. But he's paralyzed from the waist down.
Permanently?
They don't know. He might have to get back, but for now he's in a wheelchair.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I
hope he can recover, man, because, you know, that dude is a warrior. He's a warrior, man. Shout out to Keek.
Definitely.
You know,
yeah, man, I thought you passed the Keek.
Much love.
I hope he makes a full recovery, man. Thanks for giving us that update, man. You know what I'm saying? So one thing I wanted to ask you about, though, man, one of the more interesting projects in your career is Guilty by Association with Lord G's and Hell Rail. And shout out to Hell Rail. We're going to have him on the show next week. How did you hook up with Hell Rail and Lord G's, man?
That was one of my dudes from San Francisco. He executive producer. And he put a lot of big albums together. He put that album together. Like, he'd been doing business with Hell Rail, and like he wanted Hell Rail to do a album with like some Bay Area artists, and at that time, like me and San Quentin was the biggest things going from Oakland and San Francisco. So he wanted to do that. Feel me, little bro.
Oh yeah, man. That's a dope collab, man. It's dope to see people from different cities work together, man. We see a lot of collab projects happening, man. And that's dope because you worked with
Jay
him.
Hood and Yup, wow.
What's that?
It's like Jay Hood and Yup, wow. That was good to see that too.
Yeah.
Good to see the East.
Yeah, Jay Hood and Yup, wow, did an album up.
Yeah, man, Jay Hood from D Block about supposed to do an album.
Yeah,
with
yeah, him and Yup, didn't they do it?
To my knowledge, no. We had both of them
but
on the show. We had Jay Hood
but
on
didn't
a couple,
they do some songs? Didn't they do some songs or something?
Yeah, when we had Jay Hood on the show, he had told us that they were gonna drop it by the end of the year. I just didn't see nothing out there yet. I mean, it could be. I might have missed it. I just didn't see it out there yet. But
okay.
Collab, man. You
know, they probably just ain't dropped it yet.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm interested to hear. Why don't you give me your top five, man? Who's the top five lyricists of all time in your opinion, man?
Top five lyricists of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about favorite.
No order, no order. This ain't in no order. But Tupac, Jay-Z, DMX, Eminem, Biggie Smalls. Bam. That's the best top five of all time. Lyricists.
What are your thoughts on Jay-Z's new album, the 444? What do you think of it?
I think Jay-Z's 444 album was a business crash course. It was like a business class. You go to college and you take a business class. That's what it was for me. It was like a business class. Okay. I sold drugs. I became a rapper. Now I'm a businessman. Now I'm doing this.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. And with what you're doing with your clothing line and the way you release albums, is Jay-Z and the Rockefeller movement something that inspires you? Because you kind of remind me of what they did with like Rockaware and their music and everything. I see you rocking your gear a lot, man. Like, you know, that's a good way to advertise. You know what I'm saying? So did you learn from those guys, or is there anybody in hip hop?
Yeah, no, Sean John and Rockaware definitely started the rapper. I want to have my own clothing line fast. Like, they started that, but me wanting to be a CEO, wanting to be a boss, wanting to create a team, a label, that came from Death Row and No Limit.
Wow.
Like, Death Row Records was the first company that gave me the idea of it's better if you have a team instead of just you. And then No Limits gave me the idea, like, you really could run a label with 1,000 artists on it. Like, it's possible. Like, it's been done before. Anything that's been done before, it's not possible. I mean, it is possible, no matter how hard it seems. If it's been done before, it's possible. I don't care how hard it seems.
Now, I know you got a nice little team with you, man. You got Filthy Rich, who we're probably going to have on the show soon, man. He said he's down to come on. I just got to confirm a date with him. So shout out to Filthy Rich. And I know Shady Nate's on your team.
Filthy, the biggest thing in Oakland right now. Shout out Big Bro Phil.
Yeah, he's dope, man. How'd you hook up with those guys, man? Have you known them for a long time?
You know, I just been like, I've been in the music industry since I was very young. I've been in it before. I got the chance to be in the music industry a lot of younger than other artists. So, like, I just, when I met Filthy was, you know, he was just a young, striving artist, you know, selling crack on the streets like everybody else who wanted to make a better living for himself. And he had just as much drive as I had, if not more. And he really wanted it, though. Like, you can tell when a person really wants something or if they're just doing it just to do it. Like, I knew from the day I met him that he wasn't doing it just to do it. He really wanted it.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, man. Y'all got a lot of talent on that team, man. We like to have y'all back, man. Have the whole crew on the show, man. We need to make that happen.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, you can set it up or I can set it up or it's all good. It's however you want to do it.
Yeah, man, we'll definitely do that, man. Cause like I said, I've been in touch with Filthy Rich, and people put me in touch with Shady Nate before, too, man. It's just something that he's down to come on. We just lost communication, man, but I can hit him back up, too. We can have your whole team on, man, because you guys are one of the best movements going right now. And I think that you recognize that, man, because you guys are embraced by your whole city. You know what I'm saying? You're kind of the biggest guys in your city right now, you know what I mean? So how did it feel for you coming from a place where there's so many legends to now people mention you in that conversation with all them legends, man? How does that feel?
What'd you say again, bro? My bad. Say that again for me, bro.
Nah, it's all good, man. I just said, you know, you come from a place where we got legends like Yuck Mouth, E-40, Too Short, all those guys. How does it feel knowing that right now people are putting you with those legends, man? Like, your name pops up when people name legends from the Bay. How does that feel for you, man?
It feels great to me because no matter how much work you put in, the only time you can get to a person call you a legend or legendary status is to have longevity. You feel me? Like, you can have five number one hits on the billboards in 1 year, and if you don't do nothing those next following years, they're still going to forget about you. It's about being relevant every year. And that's something I've done, and that's something that people acknowledge and they respect it. So I respect it. But you can only achieve that title with consistent work throughout the years.
Well, let me tell you this, man. On three separate occasions online, people always compare rappers. You know, they'll be like Nas or Jay-Z, blah, blah, blah. Three separate occasions, I saw Tupac or Jay Stalin. I saw that on three separate occasions. So there's people out there that are comparing you to a guy like Tupac, man.
Man, they could put him first and put me second. I'm cool with that.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about? It seems like there's a lot of Tupac on Biggie documentaries popping up, man. What are your thoughts on that, man? Do you fuck with those documentaries at all?
Thoughts on the what?
Do you fuck with any of the, like, the Tupac and Biggie documentaries, man? Like, A&E just dropped one last night, and it just seems like they keep popping up.
Yeah, I've been trying to
catch
it, but I couldn't catch it. I want to see it, but I ain't caught it yet. Mm. No, I don't. They just doing all that to get money because everybody know who killed Biggie and everybody know who killed Tupac. And if they not in jail, then they not in jail. But all them TV shows still trying to find out. Still trying to find out who. That's just for money. But I mean, you know, if they paying Biggie mom and they paying Pac mom, I'm all for it.
Mm. Yeah, money,
man.
Goes to the family.
It just
man.
Seems like it's the same documentary over and over again. You know what I mean? it's just a little much, man. I watched the one last night, and it's just like, all right, man, they didn't tell me nothing new. You know what I'm saying? There's like two people in jail for that shit, man. Like, you know, whatever, man. But look, man, we got a track. Oh, we're going to take a break, man. And when we come back, I'm gonna give you the floor, man. You can fuck everything you got going on. Let people know how they can get in touch with you and how to follow you, man. So we're going to give him this track real quick.
You don't want to do your eyebrows, bro?
It's called Shane.
She over there doing it right now. Go check him out if you like him.
Right there.
Hello, my bad, bro. I'm at my truck.
No, it's all good, Jay. Look, man, we're going to go to a track, man. When we come back, I'm going to give you the floor, bro.
Niggas change, bitches change. People change, friends change. Women change, men change. But if it's real, then the love is gonna stay the same. Niggas change, bitches change. People change, friends change. Women change, men change. But if it's real, then the love is gonna stay the same.
Real love, I practice how I preach it, nigga. We go way back to lying to our teachers, nigga. Remember when we was some little caterpillars? Niggas turned to butterflies, they can't see a nigga. Bitches on the dick, now they wanna be a nigga. Never been a square live, why a team player? West Dublin, yeah, they call me the mayor. At an adolescent, I was selling dope everywhere. Rocking with my comb, got my cypress niggas right there. With the same niggas, I was stealing with that day fair. Came up in Cypress Village, selling coke together. Now we bust down, we used to be broke together.
Niggas change, bitches change. People change, friends change. Women change, men change. But if it's real, then the love is gonna stay the same. Niggas change, bitches change. People change, friends change. Women change, men change. But if it's real, then the love is gonna stay the same.
My brother, the one who ride for me, never told on me. If I ever lose him in this world, I'd be so lonely. This nigga so phony, they ain't like my niggas. I still love you, even if you don't squeeze the trigger. Cause real niggas know, everybody ain't a killer. But knee high to a skyscraper, that's my nigga. Fuck Woody, man, some real killers deal with you. Had some real gangsters, get your ass up out the picture. Body's dropping every day, it feel like it's prohibition. All we do is ride on the niggas and kill a competition. I can't fuck with you if you be fucking with the opposition. Live ride, fuck with us, become a mission.
Niggas change, bitches change. People change, friends change. Women change, men change. But if it's real, then the love is gonna stay the same. Niggas change, bitches change. People change, friends change. Women change, men change. But if it's real, then the love is gonna stay the same.
Welcome back. Murder Master Music Show. We're live. I think we got a caller from France real quick. He wanna holler at you real quick, man.
I got a caller. Guess from where? France.
Yes, how you doing,
France,
bro?
What's poppin', man? Where you at in France?
Yeah, Southwest France, Toulouse. Yeah, Spain.
Yeah, South Swiss. Oh, that's what I was talking about. Shout out to South Swiss, man. I'm glad y'all are that styling out there, man. It's all love. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Toulouse, Oklahoma. Yeah. Tell us about your album, Prenuptial Agreement, and the meaning of the cover and the song with Ifori, Get Off Me. And also about the album Shining in Darkness, this song On the Side of Me.
What song was Shining in Darkness? Like Prenuptial Agreement? Prenuptial Agreement, that's my favorite album to me, because that's the album that took me out of an apartment to a house. That's the album that took me from driving a Buick Century to a Mercedes Benz. Like that album changed changed my life. That album allowed me to go and get my mother was living in a shelter. That album allowed me to go get my mom out of shelter and put her in a house.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm on the phone with a radio station. Hello.
Yeah, we're here, bro.
And this song with Ifauri, Get Off Me, can you tell us about this collaboration with Ifauri?
Oh, yeah, that was the first song that me and E-40 did. And, that song got a lot of radio play out here in the Bay Area. And that's what I did it for. Like, I wanted to get him on a song that men and women could love. Like, cause I have him. Like, cause now we just do whatever feels right. But when I was doing that song, I was trying to get him on a song that everybody would love, not just black people or not just men. Everybody. Hey, I left the CD up there for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was what I was trying to do with that song.
Yeah, I don't Channing on Darkness, this song On the Side of Me.
What are you doing? What'd you say?
On the Side of Me, your song into the album Shining in Darkness.
Hold on. What song called Shining in Darkness? Hold on. I'm at my barbershop, my bad. I own a barbershop, so it's kind of noisy in here.
On the Side of Me.
Oh, On the Side of Me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That was a remake of the Spice One song, Riding With My Motherfucking Strap on the Side of Me. Like, we didn't sample the beat or nothing. But that's where I got that idea from. Like, from Spice One original Bay Area gangsta, one of the forefathers of the, Bay Area hip-hop. Shout out to Spice One. But yeah, Spice One song, Riding With My Motherfucking Strap on the Side of Me.
Oh, man.
Don't
Quite
fuck with
sure.
the East Bay G. Like, that's the song that inspired me to do my On the Side of Me.
Yeah, and you grew up in West Oakland, so you'll be exposed to Conscious Daughters and the Mob Sound and all that. You grew up on this. Can you tell us about your exposition about the mob shit and all that? You grew up on it.
I grew up all my life in West Oakland. I didn't move out of West Oakland until I was 26 years old. Like, I got on with the rapping when I was 22. So I still stayed in West Oakland for 4 years while I was rapping and while I was gaining fame and all that. Like, I didn't leave West Oakland until I was 26.
Yeah. It's a home of Studio Town and all that.
Hello?
Hell yeah. Yeah, man, that's what's yeah, up. Scholar, man, I'm gonna give you the floor here in a second, man. We're gonna let you go. I appreciate you coming on, man. I know it's the day before Thanksgiving, and all that, man. I just needed.
Thank
to get you.
It's all love, man. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, man, I do want to have, you and Shady Nate and Filthy Ridge. I do want to have all you guys on at one time, man. That would be dope to have your whole team on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I can
let's
do
do
separate
it.
Interviews
let me
with
know.
Those guys at a later
I
date.
Can set it up for you guys if y'all want me to, but let's do we're going to do me, Shady, Blood, Filthy, and Stevie.
Yeah, man, I got your number, man. I'll definitely holler at you here in a little bit, man, once we clear up some dates and everything, and we'll set something up, man. But I want to give you the floor, man. I want you to promote whatever you want to promote, let people know your social media, how to get in touch with you for verses or tours, or just let everybody know what you got going on, man, how to get in touch with you, man.
It's all good, man. My name's Jay Styling, man. I'm the owner of Livewire Records, Livewire Clothing Line, and Livewire Barbershop. I'm saying my new album, Gas Nation 2, just came out October 27th. Go cop that. I got 5 videos out right now, In My Feelings, I Can't Wait, Battery Acid, Reality, and Play Me. Check them out. Numbers going up right now. Numbers going buku. My new artist, Trap Kid, he's from Youngstown, Ohio, 18 years old, dopest young artist I know. His new album, The Trap Way, come out December 1st. My R&B artist, Joseph K, his new album, X-Rated, is out right now. Go cop that. Go stream it. You know, tune in, man. Tune in with the Livewire. You looking for shows, whatever, hit me on the email, jstylingbiz@gmail.com. But just tune in to everything, man. Tune in. Just tune in to us on Instagram. My Instagram, Jay Styling Livewire. You can Instagram Livewire Barbershop, Livewire Clothing Co. Joseph K, Trap Kid. We all on Instagram, man. Just tune in, man, and make sure y'all check out that Gas Nation 2 new album.
Yo, man, well, look, man, I can't thank you enough for coming on. Keep doing your thing, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you're making a lot of noise, man. You're a legend in this game, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't
thank you all for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
I'm going to definitely hit you up here. You know, I'll hit you up after the holiday and shit, man. We'll try to set up that little roundtable episode with you and your whole team, man. You know what I mean? So
you have a good holiday.
Yeah, man. You have a good holiday, man. And I can't thank you enough for coming on, man. You take care of yourself, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for having me.
Yes, sir.
Much love, man.
Thank you, have take care, bro. It was Jay Styling, man.
Jay Styling.
It's a hard time to have him on.
New genre. You know what I'm saying? Bay Area legend. Been doing it for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, at Murder Dog, he was in Murder Dog a lot. You know what I'm saying? They definitely fucked with him pretty tough. You know what I'm saying? Being that he's right there. So shout out to him, man. I'm very disappointed to hear they keep the sneakers paralyzed. I didn't know.
I hope it's not permanent, man. I hope it ain't permanent, man. You know what I'm saying? That's his name.
I hope it's not permanent, too.
I saw one of his
wish him a speedy recovery.
Man, like on Keith's Instagram. And one of his people had a video on there, like, talking about how, you know, people needed to support him and shit. And he had, like, an album out that he needed to, you know, promote and everything like that. And we just had too much on our plate, man. I wanted to holler at the dude to see if he wanted to come on the show and promote it, give us a little update on Keek. You know what I mean? Because I know he's down and out right now. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, hopefully he's all right. Shout out to everybody in the Bay Area, man. You know what I mean? I know I've been shoving the East Coast down everybody's throat, man, so I had to go, you know, over to the other side real quick and bring somebody from there, man. Hopefully we can get HD of Barefaced as well. But, look, man, we got all kinds of dope shit going on at UGSForLife.com. We finally have a day off tomorrow. It's Thanksgiving. I hope all
Friday
listeners have a good holiday.
We're off
Friday. Yeah, I hope everybody has a good holiday tomorrow, man. We don't have nothing for Friday, right, Prez? We're taking Friday off too?
Yeah, we're taking Friday off, which is highly needed for everybody. You know what I mean?
Definitely, man.
Highly needed. But that's
Saturday,
a good thing, man.
You know, of course, Mac J and Velvet Rose will be back on Saturday for Underground Saturday night at 10 o'clock Eastern.
Definitely.
And then on Sunday, I'm sure we'll be back for Church of Reality. That's me, Prez, and Elaine. Monday night, we're going to do a tribute to 3-6 Mafia.
Oh, shit.
It's pretty much going to be a 3-6 Mafia, like, Hypnotized Minds tribute episode, you know what I mean? So you might hear a song or two that's not like 3-6 Mafia. It might be Project Pat or something, like, you know what I mean? So it's going to just be talking about that whole
It would only be Pat because it has your name in it. That, I see what you're doing there. You're setting that up like that.
No, people don't understand this.
That's some
Ventino
shit on the cover of Source. I see that.
Look,
shit,
man, where I'm from in Pittsburgh, everybody loves 3-6 Mafia, but Project Pat is loved more than 3-6 Mafia. Like, if you pull people right now, 3-6 Mafia or Project Pat, I guarantee you 9 out of 10 people in Pittsburgh will go with Project Pat. I promise you that. Like, Pat's just always resonated with people here, man. Like, they fuck with him heavy here. Like, I mean, Soldier Slim's the biggest.
They love Pat. Different areas. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh, you know, I mean, a lot of people automatically assume that certain cities have to like certain regions, and that's not the case, you know. Like I always tell people, you look at Chicago, man, there's some guys that sound like they're from the East Coast, and there's some guys that have that distinct Chicago sound. It sounds like nothing else but Chicago, you know. Well, but then there might be some guys that are influenced by the West.
Oh, that's Pittsburgh, man. Like, the biggest rappers in Pittsburgh, Soulja Slim, the Dayton Family, SIBO, and Project Pat. I know that's crazy, but I'm telling you, that's the way it is in Pittsburgh. I mean, you got people that, you know, of course people fuck with Tupac and Biggie, and, like, AZ's pretty big here, and, like, Nas and Jay-Z got love out here and everything. But I'm telling you, man, the big four is the Dayton Family, Project Pat, SIBO, and number one is Soulja Slim, without a doubt. It's Soulja Slim. And all that old West Coast shit, they love it out here. You know what I mean? Above the Law, Spice One, all that stuff is huge out here. You know what I mean? But I'm telling you, Soulja Slim, I mean, if you closed your eyes and walked through Pittsburgh, you'll think you're in New Orleans by the way people were talking. Like, yo, whoa, day, you know, like, they talk like that out here because of Soulja Slim. Like, he's the man here. You know what I mean? People fuck with Soulja Slim more than they fucked with anybody, any rapper ever from Pittsburgh. Even Wiz Khalifa, when he blew up and he had a song called Black and Yellow for the city and all that, nobody would dare to ever say that they fuck with Wiz more than they fuck with Soulja Slim. Never. And now we see what Wiz has become, and that's, you know, some weird shit. But look, man, we got a lot of shit coming up, man. A lot of big, big shows coming up, man. On Tuesday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, we got Hell Rail. We just talked to Jay Stalin, who did a group project with Hell Rail, so we'll ask him about that, too. And, of course, what Hell Rail is most known for is he's a former member of the Dipset. We're going to ask him, man, what's going on, man? I know he left the Diplomats a few years ago, and now the Diplomats, they have a new song out. They just did a reunion concert the other night, and Hell Rail wasn't there. And we're going to ask him, man. But more importantly, we're going to talk about what Hell Rail got going on, man, because that dude, you know, he's a beast, man. Hell Rail got some real good music out there, man, so it's an honor to have him on there, someone that we definitely needed in the archives. You know what I'm saying? And so that's Tuesday night at 10 o'clock Eastern. Make sure you tune into that. The following night, on Wednesday at 10 o'clock Eastern, we got Solomon Childs, who is one of the guys from the Theodore Unit, which is like Ghostface Killah's side project. You know what I'm saying? He's been a dope MC. You know, he's been putting a lot of work in over the years, man. So that's another dope episode, too. Did you have a second part of that interview, Prez, or is that confirmed?
No, it's not 100% confirmed yet, but we are more likely going to be having the homie Gonzo back on real soon. He's got a project coming out in January, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to be having him on real, real soon. I don't like to usually announce it until it's there, but I did speak to him. It's one of those situations where I am in contact with him. It's just a matter of him confirming the date. So, yeah, man. And then we got all these other lines out there, and there's all these other people.
Yeah, man. We got a lot of, I mean, I got a lot of people that.
I know you got dozens of lines out there. I got some out myself.
I don't even know. I can't even give you a number of how many I have out there. I can tell you that I have like five or six people that said they're down to come on. I'm just waiting for them to say, yes, that date works, or no, that date don't work. Let's do this date. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I actually got hit up today by Parlay. I don't know if you know who Parlay is, man. Parlay was the R&B of the Rough Riders. They hit me up and said they're going to be dropping some new music soon, and they want to do a press run, and they were referred to us. And I don't know who referred them to us, but whoever did, I appreciate it. I don't know if it might have been Abdul. Yeah, it might have been D from the Rough Riders, or it might have been Abdul Hanif, who that's who set up the interview with D from the Rough Riders. But whoever referred them to us, I appreciate that. You know what I mean? Because we never really have R&B on the show. And that's going to be dope, though, man, to get those guys on there, man. You know what I mean? Like, we need some R&B guys, man. You know what I mean? Like, and they were, you know, part of a legendary hip-hop group. So, I don't know exactly when it's going to happen, but I'm sure it will happen because they contacted me. So, you know, just stay tuned for everything, man. And I'm telling you guys, man, I have two huge, well, one very, very huge guest that is I'm supposed to hit him up the beginning of next week. And if that happens, it's going to be huge. And then we have another guy from a legendary hip-hop group from New York, New Jersey area. I'm supposed to hit them up on Monday. So stay tuned. Like, keep an eye on UGSForLife.com. You can follow us. Prez, what's your Twitter handle again, man?
At UGSocietyFTI. That's the Twitter. The Instagram is just Murder Master Music Show.
I'm very, very active on Instagram. You can follow me at Pittsburgh Pat UGS, and there's like a space with an underscore, you know, between everything. I'm very active on Instagram. I actually kind of like Instagram better than anything. I like it better than Facebook and all that. And I lost my Twitter, and I have a new account. I'm at Pat UGS or something like that. I don't know. I don't really. I just had the account, and I haven't been too active on it. I need to step my game up a little bit. But shout out to all the people that fuck with me on Instagram, though, because I just picked up 200 new followers in the past, like, 2.5 weeks. So, you know, shout out to everybody that fucks with me on there, man. And I don't get no negative bullshit on Instagram, man. On Facebook, holy shit, man. I could be like, yo, today's Wednesday, and somebody will argue with me over that shit. You know what I mean? And, but, yeah, I like Instagram. And shout out to all my followers everywhere, even on Facebook. You know what I mean? And, you know, I just want to do a quick couple shout-outs. First to my family, you know what I mean. My mom, my sister, you know, my big sister, my little sister. Rest in peace to my brother. Shout out to my niece and nephew. Shout out to my girl, Alyssa. I love you. My girl Tracy, I love you too. Jeremy and Mac and Carissa, and you know, all the people online that fuck with us, man. You know, the real suicidalists. Kegel, Bondi, you know, Tate, Mussolini, all those guys, man, everybody, all them people, man. Shout out to all the people that are like behind the scenes trying to make, you know, trying to make episodes happen for me, man. You know what I mean? I fuck with the dude Justice. Shout out to him, man. He's the one that made the Crumb Snatcher happen. He's actually in the middle of setting up one of the guys from Kill Army, Don Pacino. He's setting that up for me. That'll probably happen next week. You know what I mean? There's some people behind the scenes that, you know, they're not artists, but they make shit happen. You know what I mean? And
the show wasn't for a lot of people behind the scenes too, because many shows throughout the archive history, I've had a lot of people help me set them up. You know, Sin set up a lot of shows. A lot of people, man, just people. Certain people want to see certain artists, though. They'd be up and be like, "Hey, man, I really want such and such on this show." And sometimes they'll put me in touch with them, and we'll make it happen. You know, it's just a matter of, connecting with the right people, and that's what we're doing, man. We're just, being interactive with our audience. And because they know we're the only platform out there that's going to really fucking do it. You know what I mean? Let's just be real. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not shitting on anybody else, but, you know, when it comes to this rap shit, I mean, you know, we're going to go get the guys that Vlad ain't going to get. We're going to go get the guys that a lot of these pop-up shows that, you know, pop up out of nowhere ain't going to get. We're going to go after as many people as possible. I mean, how the hell can you have a 500-show archive without doing so? Unless you're just one of those motherfuckers that just presses live and just talks shit for an hour and never has any guests on. You know, there's a lot of people that do that bullshit too. Yo,
yeah.
But those are the ones.
Hell yeah, man! Yo, I just checked I just checked my DM on Instagram, and I got a shout out the big homie Saigon, man. He hit me up and wishes everybody here a happy Thanksgiving. So, thank you, Saigon.
Shout out to him.
And, you know, if I gotta come to New York and force you to be on this fucking show, you're coming on the show. But, thanks, Saigon. And, shout out to you and yours, man. But,
most definitely, man.
Yeah, man, anything you wanna add, Prez, before we get out of here, bro?
Yeah, shout out to the fam, shout out to the supporters, the listeners, the people who've been messing with us for years, the people who've been messing with me for the last 20 years. I appreciate you. Thank you for the support. You know what I'm saying? The homie E.C. Illa. Man, go out and get that album. It's called, Weed Stems and Gems or something like that. It's only 350 of these out there. You know what I'm saying? He only pressed up 300 CDs, 50 cassettes, and it's not going to be released digitally. Once those are gone, they're gone. So you got to get them, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to E.C. Illa. Shout out to K. Reno a year ago today. K. Reno did the Unthinkable and dropped 7 albums. No one has done that since, nor before, in one day. You know what I'm saying? In hip-hop, I don't think in any genre of music, not all original music. I mean, someone might have dropped a bunch of, like, a compilation or something. But no one's ever dropped 7 original albums on one day. So shout out to K. Reno for doing that. And also shout out to homie D-Tag. Go get his album, the Black EP, available right now. It's a beautiful mixture of rock, hip-hop, rap, R&B. I mean, the dude sings, he plays instruments, he does it all. He truly is a one-man band. So check that out. You know what I'm saying? Reviews on the site at ugsforlife.com. The link is in the review, so you can go buy the album tomorrow on the ground Saturday night, number 78, or on Saturday. I mean, I'm thinking it's Friday already. Shit, we might do a Church Reality. You know, we didn't do one last week. We kind of did. You know, we interviewed Patrice Griffin, woman came forward about X-Clan. Shout out to her. That was a very hard thing for her to do. Shout out to the people on the YouTube, man. You guys keep us going too, because a lot of you guys depend on the content. You keep asking for more and more, and I'm gonna keep trying to knock out as many videos as I can this week. You know, over the next few days. So while you're eating that fucking turkey and you're done eating that shit, get on YouTube, watch some of our videos. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Share it with your people. And if you really fuck with us, share the videos, man. Ask your people to subscribe to the channel. Ask your people to tune into the shows. Ask your people to make sure to hit the like button on the Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Support what we're doing. That's the best way you can help us, is by spreading the word. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Hope you guys enjoy
Thanksgiving, man.
I wish you all nothing but the best, and your families too. Even my enemies, man, even those of you who want to see me dead, you know, or see harm brought to me, man, I wish you nothing but the best too, man. Life is too short.
I don't. I wish you the worst, motherfuckers. I don't. Your enemies press, I wish them the worst. I hope they choke on their fucking turkey tomorrow. I hope they choke on their fucking turkey.
Yeah, I'm all about, let you kill them for me. But I'm all
that's what I'm here for.
Positive movement. I'm not letting none of them clowns bring me down. I'm all about peace. You know what I'm saying? Anything that's negative, that's nothing I want to fuck with. We'll see you guys for Saturday.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
What if Saigon says, "Hey, I want to do an interview tomorrow on Thanksgiving"? Would you?
Then it's fucking on, man. You know what I'm saying? Then we fucking, you know, we doing it. man, shout out to Saigon, though, man. Me and Sai have been talking a lot lately, man. He's doing his thing with the website, hiphopmyway.com, and he's getting back in the groove of the music thing, man. And he promised me that he's going to come on, and I believe him, man, because that motherfucker be hitting my messages a lot, man, just chopping it up with me and shit. He knows what we're doing, man. He knows that shit mean a little bit to me, man. And nobody supports that motherfucker the way I do and as much as I do. You know what I'm saying? So he understands that, and he respects it. So, you know, we're going to make that shit happen for sure, man.
Yeah, that's a must, man. I'm going to get out of here with this dope deep G-Funk track by Dead Click, Out of Your Mind. Check this out.
We coming, don't stop. The shit is on lock. We're raising a fist and we're crazy in this bitch. 1, 2, now you get it. Don't make me repeat. D-Tag got the mic, I bring the rhymes and beats. Summer got a hit, chew them up, spit them out. Mad Max be my name when I'm bringing the pain. I'm up with the sun, yet loaded like a gun. Don't get me mistaken, we're booking to your brain. And for those who talk shit, it's evident you lose. Move to the fact, I got nothing to prove. Suckers be wishing on a star and chill. We do dirt, put in work, we know the beers and kill. All of y'all faded or forgotten the rule. Improvise and stay true, so what you gon' do? So don't act a fool or be a bitch about it. We'll break him off quick, I'ma tell him sick, let him have it. You know how we do it since 96. We got you hooked like a fiend for his daily fix. Then move ahead, start a mop, get it rolling. Bitch, I gotta multiply this money till we roll it. I fuck a bag and you cover motherfuckers. Stealing like a crook, so the CIA a sucker. You see the have-nots take like we tax it. A blown ass now, bitch, we coming blasting. We don't rest, don't sleep, yeah, we creep on them. It's a daily routine, got your mean mugging. Better yet, understand that it's on. Go hit up on these nuts, cause they bigger than your own. I roam like a mad dog, he don't want no scrap. Now you start to run, cause they coming red attack. So don't you hold me back, and I'm back in this bitch. Go lay on me a hand now, cause I ain't having shit.
And I got mine with Eggplant.
To the back, got the Philippine meat.
Brother, stop there with Eggplant.
My boy, pop, you would use a bow and throw the bowl.
Arizona, roll with Eggplant.
I'm a dead man walking on the edge of overdose.
We rolling out, we rolling middle fingers up like this.
Is it all for me that you can shoot me for?
Too late, man. I told people what you are. You've been made.
And you think Cam's actually going to lose?
Don't play that
crap,
don't play that mind shit with me, I'm
serious,
try me.
I'm a dog in the streets where I roam. Kids be trying to feed him, taking blood to the dome. Roman tennis style, I keep a car full of coke. Got the booms outside, strapped up, ready to go. Doubling up my profit, they hit me on the turf. Only fuck with two girls to see my face and do my dirt. And one of them gets to talk, your folks, your motherfuckers murk. Bitch, I'm a boss, all about my bread. Now I'm gonna take a chance at what the motherfuckers fed. Hey, you see your face, 100 rounds from now you're dead. Punch was before, my fuck you fucking with a bed. Watch my environment, riding to the street. Get it how I live, the Chevy riding with a creep. Yo, boy, fresh, I hit 10 in the streets. When I pull up on the scene, motherfucker, need you weak, motherfucker.
Got the feeling being me.
Roll
top, there it pop one, pop two, and we're going on the road.
Tell us
how we roll it. I'm a dead man walking on the edge of
overdose. We rolling and we roll the middle fingers up like this.
I got a killer instinct, ain't no game I spit flame. Thornton Kane off a rusty razor blade, but don't bang. Keep narcotics in my veins and I don't sleep for days. I'm to the money in the morning after all night chain. Overroll the heavy traffic, it don't matter. I'ma whip it up low in the crowd, big speaking the. Right, take the state from dope holes to trap spots and hot blocks. Push it to the suburbs and fall down for the big block. I've been hustling on my left and ain't gonna let the cracker stop me. I know that they hate us and these motherfuckers watch me. So I'ma keep my eyes peeled. I'm really better chill before they lock me in a cell. I'm the one you got to kill. Boy, I give a real forever while my people switch up. Riding for the cause and everybody wanna give up. Haters in your face, cause I didn't admire them. But where the fuck was you when I was posted in them hallways? I can do this all day, shit, I do this all day. Keep plastic baggies tucked away cause hard times don't fade away. I'm taxing everything I touch, stacking and I'm putting up. Every little dollar I can't give a fucking fuck up. Harder than a Mack truck, greedy than a Jewish, something quicker to the re-up. I am my own plug, bro. Ain't nobody for a handout, don't ask a bitch shit. One deep when you see me like I am my own. Click the tunnel vision, got me looking right through you fake fucks. With my mind on my own shit, I can't be what you want. Where these big bucks, this game is to be sold. Smarter than a hustle cause my mouthpiece cold. You wish that you could get it like I get it on the road. But you spinning and you winning, let the truth be told. I'm a fool, what I hold it, watch the kids grow old. Looking back, hella dope, moving dope on the low. I'm the baddest motherfucker that you never gonna see. Take a night to the bag, got the feeling be me. Pop one, pop two, a decent bow, another bow. I'm a dead man walking on the edge of overdose. I'm the baddest motherfucker that you never gonna see. I'm a dead man walking on the edge of overdose.
Middle finger up, middle finger up.
Underground Society, GPS for Life, is really, it's getting stronger and stronger, you know what I'm saying? Also, Murder Master Music Show, GPS for Life Online Radio.
Yes, we the real hip hop with the game. with your bitch knocking boots.
I'm not really greedy, I'll help the poor and needy.
It's a gangster in me that makes me act so wild.
Up in the gutter, yep, I'm a motherfucker. Stay chopping blades, blowing pistol five, I keep it thuggin'. Hide in a motherfucker, rolling with number gangsters. I'm riding dirty, so you know I keep one in the chamber. It's a feds investigate, ain't there to catch a case. They body bag them, told them I leave them without a face. Stop mystery, should've never fucked with me. I'm UGS, I'm LDP,
yeah,
fuck
LDP.
All you wanna be.
So down, ends up in my ground. And he can say no fucking brown. No more side of side. I'm in the old barrel mode. Orange blossom trail. Rich my hands and pie heels. Niggas always want to hear. Trying to board a jail cell. Bail may not be an option. Hood try to throw the foot. It's just for the damn narcotics. Watching for the undercovers. And mark cars too. Because a nigga ain't trying to catch a damn car, fool. Homicidal busted off arrival from the concrete revival. Leave a hole in the Bible. Street disciple, liable, reliable with a rifle. In spite of the cipher, hold a title in a cipher. Intrigue, 360 degrees on spin cycle. UGS for life, you bastard, hit a casket. Murder the mainstream and show this music that we matter.
I'm the creature from the Black Lagoon, the one they call evil. Mass rising from his tomb, 15 years and we still rocking shows. Streets jumping all black, geeky clothes. Murder man got my back like a transformer. I got his back cause I'm death stand on every corner. Stay focused on your hustle and your family. Only smoke the best of trees growing organically. I'm a player, I may fuck your wife, sleepwalkers, repping UGS for life.
Some music coming out the UGS camp. See, when people say that they can't find any real music out there anymore, all this is whack music, they're not looking in the right places. And so we try to tell these fools, you're not looking in the right places.
None of them are. They all stuck on that radio bullshit.
Man, that's what's up.
Nuts up in this bitch and does the fucking net. I swear it's a curse to be doper than the pusher. Get an ounce of this shit and you'll get hooked like it's sugar. A mastermind on a motherfucker mission. Call me the general, I'm killing beats with precision.
A mastermind on a motherfucking mission. Call me the general, I'm killing beats with precision.
I got it.
my chicken in my hood, that's disrespect. Right here, said we'll let explode. Whistle the bullets, whistle in all directions. I'm chilling up from a different moving car. I'm clutching pieces, driving by the cops and lights. Turn wars and color red. The hills I'm running with today is black on black with black ski masks. Rap flags around the hill, stormal waves without no blitz. Scratch off the serial number, so evidence of a red sea. It's hard to analyze your digits when your face has been erased. I'm ripping holes in the room, you sleeping, ain't no family member safe. I catch no case, I'm head of the business. Reach out and leave. Rotten fish for weeks to rig up more than tea. Megan won't handle the course of war. Nobody find a scratch and tip. I'm the bone collector, power in the basement. So you feel it dead. Swamp boy from out the oldest. Spread a tug, I'll keep the gate. Fair and peace is on my mind, and I put numbers on your head.
It's like murder.
To the Black Friday sale Thanksgiving night at Value City Furniture. For the first time ever, save 20% off store-wide, no minimum purchase required. Plus, Thursday night only, get free delivery on purchases of $9.99 or more. Or hurry in for 60-month special financing with your Value Plus credit card. And shop early for Black Friday doorbusters while they last. Doors open 6 p.m. Thanksgiving only at Value City Furniture or shop online at vcf.com. Financing subject to credit approval. See store for details.
You've reached the Holiday Helpline. We turn the holidays into Holidays.
I've got so many gifts to buy. I can't wait till Black Friday.
Why wait? Get 50% off at Old Navy right now.
50% off before Black Friday?
That's right. 50% off your entire purchase today, including thousands of styles for $10 and under.
Under 10 bucks, including 50% off?
Plus, tomorrow only, get $1 cozy socks for the family.
No time like the present. Thanks.
Turn your holiday into a Holiday. Get to Old Navy today. 50% off valid 11/22 to 11/24. Excludes in-store clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry today only, and two-day only deals. Cozy socks valid 11/24. Limit 10. Select styles and in-stores only.